From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has warned the rise of extreme nationalism is threatening global peace and security. He spoke at the opening of the Human Rights Council's three-week session in Geneva. As Lisa Schleim reports for VOA, this is his last speech before he leaves his post at the end of August, and this seemingly freed him to be even more outspoken than usual.
The end of his mandate seemingly freed the rights chief to be even more outspoken than usual. He particularly deplored the rise of extreme nationalism promoted by what he described as self-serving, callous leaders.
Only by pursuing the opposite to nationalism, only when states all work for each other, for everyone, for all people, for the human rights of all people, can peace be attainable. For only by speaking out can we begin to combat the growing menace of chauvinistic nationalism that stalks our future.
He expressed deep concern about recently adopted migration policies by the United States in which children are forcibly separated from parents who cross into the U.S. illegally.
And in response to criticism by Zayed Raad al-Hussein's, the Homeland Security Secretary Kristen Nielsen in the U.S. said kids separated from their families are being treated well.
Past administrations may have done so, but we will not. We do not have the luxury of pretending that all individuals coming to this country as a family unit are in fact a family.
Meanwhile, Europe's latest immigration crisis was at least temporarily diffused Monday as German Chancellor Angela Merkel said she would hold talks with neighboring countries on migration issues. This is VOA News. Officials in Seoul are reacting cautiously to the expected suspension of U.S.-South Korea military exercises, but an influential presidential advisor sees it as an important step in the North Korea denuclearization process. It is beginning to take shape. An announcement could come this week to put on hold the major joint exercises that entail bringing in troops, fighter jets, warships, and other military assets from U.S. bases around the world. That's according to the South Korean Yonhap News Agency, quoting unnamed government sources. German authorities have arrested the chief executive of Volkswagen Audi division, Rupert Stadler. He was arrested Monday as part of an investigation about cars Audi sold in Europe that are believed to have been equipped with software that turned emissions controls off during regular driving. Last week, Munich prosecutors raided Stadler's home on suspicion of fraud and improprieties of documents. Volkswagen Audi said the presumption of innocence remains in place for Mr. Stadler. There have been three confirmed deaths and more than 200 others injured after a strong earthquake struck western Japan Monday. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports.
The quake brought much of Osaka to a standstill, forcing people off trains and shutting down factories. It's also cut off natural gas for over 100,000 homes. And it's estimated that it might not be restored for up to 12 days. Luckily, there's been no tsunami warning triggered or damage reported at the country's nuclear power stations. In 2011, an earthquake and the tsunami that followed killed 18,000 people and caused one of the world's worst nuclear disasters.
Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. Right-wing lawmaker Iván Duque won Colombia's presidential election Sunday, promising to rewrite the government's 2016 peace accord with former FARC rebels. Reuters' Grace Lee.
The results are in for the long and divisive Colombian election. Right-wing Iván Duque has been voted president. On Sunday, he beat leftist Gustavo Petro in a victory that will reassure investors, but also leave many worried about the fate of a fragile peace deal. Duque has promised to modify the country's peace accord with Marxist-sparked rebels and to continue to support the mining and oil industries, which provide the country's top exports. The 2016 peace deal formally ended a 52-year civil war, which killed more than 220,000 people and left 7 million others displaced. This was the first election since then, and new leader Duque says the deal was too lenient on the rebels. He comfortably won the ballot with 54% of votes.
And residents of Hawaii's Big Island are being warned to stay indoors and keep windows closed after another eruption early Sunday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.